This is Howard here from StartupRemarkable.com. Are you thinking of coming to Australia for maybe some lifestyle design or just to get away from wherever you are at the moment? Well, myself and my girlfriend did it about 6 months ago and we're leaving tomorrow and it has been an awesome time. So I'm just going to run through some things I've learned that hopefully it can help you make your decision if you're going to come over here. So I suppose this guide is more for you if you're coming over here to either start a new business or if you're already self-employed, whether it be on the internet or whatever. It's not really a guide if you're wanting to come over here to work, but I might just touch on that very briefly as we've got some experience from that as well. So first of all, the good things about it being here in Australia. First of all, there's some really obvious ones you probably may know already. First of all, everyone speaks English, so that's obviously a good thing. It means that you can meet friends very easily, you can work with people very, very easily, and the thing I like about that is you don't really live in an expat community. You can instantly go into any place in the country and you can mix with everybody. So, you know, obviously that's a great thing. The next great thing is the weather. As you can see today, it's, I don't know, 30-odd degrees. Where we lived was a city in South Australia, and it is the hottest city in the hottest state in the hottest continent in the world, which is obviously awesome. So I think it got as hot as 42 degrees, or that also equates to, I think, 107 degrees. So if you want to live by the beach and have the nice hot lifestyle, it's an awesome place to come to. Sometimes it nearly gets too hot, so that's just a warning, but you've got it all here. And also the economy is rocking. I don't know where you may be watching this from, but a lot of parts of Europe and parts of the US, you know, there's some tough times. It might be hard to get business, depending on whatever kind of business model you use for your business. Over here, times are good, and you can really tell that everyone's out drinking coffee, eating in restaurants. And from my perspective, I came in and I started up a kind of digital marketing consultancy. And there's a lot of business to be had over here. I must say, if I stayed here longer, I'm really, really confident I'd be able to grow that very fast. Because it's probably a country that is slightly underdeveloped from a digital marketing point of view. Not that many businesses have websites, etc., but they all have a lot of money to burn at the moment. So from that perspective, awesome. If that's your type of business model, I'd say, you know, there's great opportunities over here. And then just lastly, really, the other great thing, just for experience point of view, experiences, I should say, everything you want is here. You know, myself and my girlfriend, we were living on the beach down in South Australia. Absolutely awesome. You can learn to surf there. You can just hop on a plane and for, you know, a few dollars, you can fly up to the Great Barrier Reef and go scuba diving, one of the best places in the world. You can hop in a car and drive out to the outback. There really is, from an experiences point of view, everything you need here. So, you know, from that perspective, absolutely awesome. Now, just a few things I would say highlight for you to really consider from a, I wouldn't say negative point of view, but just so you're aware of them. The big thing that really shocked us when we got here was how expensive everything is. We didn't really cater for that. We kind of thought, well, we did a bit of research, of course we did, but we didn't really factor in how expensive it was going to be. And the major reason being that the Australian dollar is at an all-time high at the moment. This is currently early 2011, and since we got here it's been like that. So if you're earning money in dollars, whether it be US dollars or pounds in England or wherever, and you're bringing money over here, you're going to find you don't get a big bang for your buck at the moment. And just to give you an example on some prices, we were paying here in Sydney, we were paying $300 a week for a pretty basic apartment. It does get better depending where you live. We moved down to South Australia, a place called Adelaide, and for a lovely place on the beach, it was $150 a week. So that's just so you kind of, that can give you a perspective. So I would just say that the different cities, there's a big difference in the prices in the different cities. Sydney being the most expensive, of course, Melbourne expensive. Adelaide is pretty cheap. We lived there for 5 months and we absolutely loved it. If you have any questions on Adelaide, feel free to hit me up and I'll answer them as well as I can. And I suppose the only other thing I'd say, and maybe, I don't know if it's a negative to some, positive to others, is that the culture is not a lot different than the UK or America. It's really kind of, we find it quite a merge of the two cultures actually. Now that can be a good thing for some, or it can be a bad thing. Depending, if you like your old familiar Starbucks and other mod cons, you'll get them all here. But if you're looking for something completely radically different, like you find in Asia, or you know, if you go in Thailand or whatever, you're not going to find that here. So just so you're aware of that. So all in all, as a summary, if you're thinking come over here, awesome. I've had such an amazing time. I had just quit my job 6 months ago, and now I'm going back to live in England. Really set up where I think I'm gonna, you know, be able to really have a business that will be able to sustain myself, which is really the main goal for me. The main thing I'd say if you're coming over here is depending on what your business model is. If you're going to be coming over here and consulting and working with other Australian businesses, there's a lot of money to be made. If, on the other hand, you have to really have a minimal lifestyle because you have some kind of business model, like, I don't know, niche sites on the web, on the internet, and you're only earning a certain amount, you may find it tough unless you've got a good income because just things are expensive. That's just a fact. But if you do come out, please tell me if you do come out and tell me where you're living, and I'd love to hear. I do know a few people over here now from the entrepreneurship and startup community that are absolutely awesome. They're as good as anybody in the world. So I'll happily put you in touch with them. Okay, so good luck.